Hey, hi, hello. My name is Emily, and thanks so much for hanging out with us on the Today Needs You podcast. This is where we have the chance to chat about all the things. I promise you, we're going to tackle them all. I'm super pumped to hear from Isabel on today's episode. So let's dive in together.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Today Needs You podcast. My name is Isabel Covert. Today, I am going to be talking about the power of worship music specifically, but overall kind of different ways to grow in your faith and connect with God. This is one of my personal favorite topics to talk about because music is such a big thing to me. It's very important in my life. I play the guitar, I'm in choir, and I play the piano. I don't play the piano very well, but I do my best. So yeah, let's just get right into it. So the first thing that I want to talk about is how I connect with God. One of the biggest things for me, like I said, has been worship music, just because I connect with music very well, I guess you could say, or it's just something that helps me to connect. Like I like listening to a song, I hear the lyrics very well and it kind of just makes sense in my head. Which some people it may not, and that's okay. But just for me, this is one of the best ways for me to connect with God. Also, I feel like this is something that you can kind of do anywhere. Like you can listen to music anywhere, almost anywhere, you know, like in the car, driving to school or doing homework or just sitting in your room. Or you can, I don't know, you can play music basically anywhere, which is kind of something I love because it's like always going to be there. It's never just not going to be there. I think something very important about music itself is that, especially specifically worship music, is there's very many musical styles and like diversity and stuff that really helps different people connect in different ways, if that makes sense. Like, for example, there's I'm sure you guys know, like, Elevation Worship. Their songs, I feel like they use their lyrics in different ways a lot in all of their songs. And it kind of helps, like, different people be able to connect. Does that make sense? I don't know if that even makes sense. I think it does. Kind of. For me, music has helped me a lot because it's also something that I'm able to share. It's not something that I can just keep to myself. It's an easy way for me to share the word of God and help other people connect and like get to learn more instead of just kind of giving them information. It's like, oh, I can send you this song, whatever. And like each song displays a specific either message or like interpretation of something in the Bible or whatever. If you guys want some music recommendations, let me know. I have a playlist on Spotify. It's called Thank You, Jesus. My playlist is. And on Spotify, I think my name is just Isabel Covert. And I literally have a 6-hour playlist of worship music. So if you ever want to, look me up. Okay. The next thing I want to talk about is how music has the power to bring people together. So if you guys live in Austin, you guys know about ACL, Austin City Limits, like a big music festival. If not, you guys probably know about like Coachella and like a bunch of other music festivals and stuff that go on. And those are not necessarily Christian events, but they are events that bring people together through music. So I think that music has a very powerful way of kind of fostering a sense of community and creates like unity amongst believers and kind of creates this like shared experience of faith and gives people a way to kind of like worship without it feeling like you're the only one worshiping, if that makes sense. Like, you know, when you're in church, like with your family or something, and you're just like sitting there kind of like singing along because you don't want to like put your hands up, whatever. But then when you're with like your church community, like your church friends, your whatever, if it feels a lot more comfortable and you're able to be like really singing along, you know what I mean? Okay, the other thing, okay, wait, actually, I just had this thought pop into my brain. there are so many different types of worship music. Like, it's not all just like gospel, praise, like belting it out music. Like, there's folk music. There is like pop versions. There's rap versions of worship music. There's so many different like things that people can listen to that each person may like differently. Personal favorite, Lauren Daigle. Huge idol, huge whatever. Love her. Look up to her a lot. One of my favorite worship songs right now is The Prodigal by, I don't know how to say this guy's name, Josiah, I think, Queen. He has so many good songs, and they're kind of more like folk-y-ish songs. Another really good one is Adonai by Chris Renzema, I think that's his name. Yeah. Okay, the next thing I'm going to talk about is how worship music has affected my personal spiritual journey, or yeah, okay. So when I was little, or like not necessarily little in age, but just kind of like growing in my faith, not really fully like lukewarm Christian, you know what I'm saying? I kind of like, I didn't really have a way to connect with God. It was just kind of always like, okay, like I'll pray before bed, I'll like read my Bible every now and then, like whatever. But once I found like worship music and found it as a way to connect with God, I feel like my faith has grown a lot, because it's something that I'm able to incorporate into my everyday life like easily without it feeling like it's taking a bunch of time out of my day, if that makes sense. Not saying you should connect with God in like a easy way, like make it easy for yourself. I'm just saying that it's like an easier way to make it feel less like stressful and less like a burden, and more of like something enjoyable in your day, something to look forward to. Because like I'll look forward to like getting in the car listening to worship music, or getting home and sitting in my room listening to music, you know what I'm saying? So I just think that it is kind of, it's like kind of like a sense of comfort, and can provide like encouragement and inspiration along the way. A personal story from camp. So I go to Camp Ozark. It's like a Christian kind of like sports camp in Arkansas. And I think, so I've gone for like 6 years, and I think this was like my fourth year going when this happened. One of my best friends and I go together, and we have like worship services every night, and we're standing there singing like whatever. And I'm pretty sure they played, what song was it? Was it Gyra, maybe? And my whole cabin, like everyone, just started crying. Like everyone was just singing along, crying. And it was the most like magical moment, because everyone, you could tell that everybody in the room like felt the power of God moving through us, through the lyrics of the song, through the people singing, through the people who were around us, like everything. And it just created this amazing like sense of community with my cabin, and we were able to, like the rest of camp, we were all so close to each other after like experiencing that moment of feeling God move through the music. And it was one of the most powerful things I've experienced. So to kind of sum it all up, if you like listening to music and you feel like you need a better way to connect with God, I highly recommend worship music, because you can literally listen to it anywhere, anytime, and it's always going to be there, just like how God's always going to be there. So again, look my playlist up on Spotify. Go listen to Elevation Worship. Go listen to Maverick City Music. Go listen to Lauren Daigle. Go listen to Corey Asbury, I think is how you say his name. All these people have amazing, amazing music that can totally impact and change your life if you feel like you're struggling with your walk with Christ. So I hope you guys all have an amazing week, and remember that Jesus loves you. Goodbye. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for hanging out with us today. If you want more from our community, follow us on social media at allthethings.community. We also hang out every day on the Daily Bible Things podcast, and you can check those out in the show notes. Have a great week, and don't forget, today needs you.